After being under the radar for most of the year, the Alaska-British Columbia intertie has resurfaced in recent discussions. Last month, the Wrangell Assembly discussed the reason for cutting the project from the borough's priority list. It was number one on most lists submitted to state leaders last year. This year, the project was removed from a new list submitted to the Alaska Congressional Delegation in favor of the new Wrangell Medical Center and long-term care facility. Mayor Don McConaghy said the reason for the move was because the borough had a better chance of getting funding for the medical center over the intertie project. Fast forward to last week's meeting, the intertie project's place on the list was discussed again. This time, the assembly wanted to know how the borough was going to go about in seeking funds to start a strategic plan and study for the project. Assemblymember Warren Edgley put the item on the agenda. He suggested borough manager Tim Rooney should be the one to look for the money. Assemblymember Jeremy Maxson expressed concern over directing staff to pursue the funding.
Some people feel there's a need to get this done right now, but I also don't know if that's in the best interest of the borough and the relationships that we have with these funders and our delegation, and I don't think that they want to be hearing over and over and over after they told us what the political reality is from the perspective of all these other projects that are competing and the needs in our region and the state.
Maxson said the same message from the delegation is being repeated every time supporters are looking for funds for the project.
The message that we have heard repeatedly, time and time again, is you've got to get together, you've got to have a plan, you've got to work with other communities. There's a lot of other projects out there that are competing. And I think, to, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if we want to behave that way, that's fine. We can vote on it. And we can move forward accordingly.
Maxson also expressed his concerns about hearing positive statements about the economic impact of the project without a feasibility study. Edgley felt Maxson was exaggerating. He explained the purpose of doing the strategic plan.
You have to have somebody that knows what they're doing to do the economic. And you have to give the economic people something to work with, which means you got to do some pre-engineering. You have to know how much this line is going to cost. You also have to have some technical knowledge, because you have to know how much power you're going to move over the line.
Other members of the assembly suggested the Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition should look for the funds. Assemblymember Ernie Christian explained that the ACE Coalition was a lobbying effort.
We're not, actually, the ACE Coalition is not going to build the KBC. That is not what we're headed for.
Well,
we're headed to trying to get the public support behind it and see that we're trying to create a new industry in Southeast, create jobs in Southeast, period.
He also disagreed with Maxson's statements.
The issue here is trying to plan ahead, like Warren's talking about, looking at the future. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Nothing happens tomorrow. But maybe in 10 years it will. Like the Swan Lake took 15 years to build. 15 years, maybe the industry will be there. Maybe the generation will be there. If it's not, it won't get built. But if you don't start planning now, nothing does happen. Period.
Christian stated the Obama administration was in favor of finding more renewable resources. In the end, the assembly voted 4-3 not to put the project back on the list, with assembly members Maxson, Pam McCloskey, David Jack, and Mayor McConaghy voting no. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.